You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Joining us today is Josie Stevens, who is a model, stylist, TV personality, host, and fashion designer married to rock guitarist Steve Stevens. She starred in the 2010 reality TV show Married to Rock. Alongside her husband and others, she is now expanding her brand with a new collection of sleepwear designed for the number one adult footed pajama company, Jumpin' Jammers. Josie, welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome. So, Josie, you are a true entrepreneur with many successful ventures. Why did you decide to design your own line of Jumpin' Jammers footed pajamas?
Well, I'm a big fan of Jumpin' Jammers. I was a fan of theirs before we started collaborating together on the new designs. I had their pajamas, and I have a line of costumes and clubwear and ravewear that does really well, and a lot of girls, we have them covered for day, everything from bikinis to clothes, but they were asking me about sleepwear, and I met Steve Pandy, the owner of Jumpin' Jammers, and it seemed like a perfect collaboration. We're really on the same page with what we like in our aesthetic.
Pretty cool. Now, can you share with us how you came up with the design and the high quality of manufacturing and where someone can purchase those?
Well, I have to give credit to Steve at Jumpin' Jammers. He's had his business. They just had their 15th anniversary, actually. And that was one of the things that attracted me to working with them, is that they do make a very high quality product, and they've thought of all the details, like thumb holes, a hood, pockets. There's a pocket for your iPod, the feet, and there's lots of like really cute details in the zippers and stuff. And you can find them at jumpinjammers.com, JumpinJammers.com. And if you go to the pop culture section and look under Josie Stevens, you'll find my prints. And, you know, anything that I'm going to put my name to, I want to be like a top quality product. And I really feel like Jumpin' Jammers definitely are that. They're washable, they're warm, they're comfortable. I love them.
What has been the reaction about your Josie Stevens pajama line, and what does your rock guitarist think about those, and do you wear them at home?
I absolutely wear them at home. I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Yeah, my husband loves them. He thinks they're cute and snuggly and warm, you know. He actually modeled for a few pictures with me, and the reaction's been great. Everybody loves them, you know. They have all the great details, like I mentioned. They also have a drop seat, which is fun. And, you know, they're so snuggly. Everyone likes them. We were actually just at Sundance, and they had a pajama party, and there were tons of people running around in the pajamas because Sundance is freezing, and they really do keep you really warm.
Today we are joined by Josie Stevens, a model, stylist, TV personality, host, and fashion designer married to rock guitarist Steve Stevens. She starred in the 2010 reality TV show Married to Rock alongside her husband and others, and is now expanding her brand with a new collection of sleepwear designed for the number one adult footed pajama company, Jumpin' Jammers, here on E-Commerce Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, as a co-star on E! Network, Married to Rock, how did that show change any entrepreneurial business ventures you were involved in or new ideas that you wanted to develop?
Well, I loved doing the reality show because, I mean, you basically get paid to be yourself, so that's always a bonus. But, and I had fun. I mean, I got to work with my husband and my friends. But I do feel that if you are an entrepreneur, a designer, if you have a product that you're promoting, reality TV is a great platform because, you know, people see you in their house every week, and, you know, they can see a bit of the process sometimes of what you're making if you're doing it on the show, and they can certainly see you wearing it. So I feel if you are an entrepreneur, reality TV is a great option as long as you're working for on a show that's, you know, a good show. Some of them, of course, can be like a bit on the trashy side. We all know that. But thankfully, I worked with E! Is a great network, and Bunn & Murray, my production company, is great. So I really enjoyed the process.
Now, what advice could you share with our listeners for someone wishing to make one of their ideas a reality, especially in e-commerce?
I think you have to be really persistent and not get discouraged, because things, you know, definitely don't happen overnight when you're starting your own business. And you have to follow your intuition and find where there's like an opening in the marketplace. A lot of people copy what other people are doing, whether that's stealing, you know, designs that are inspired by someone else, or kind of following the trends. And I don't ever recommend that. I think that to stand out and have a successful business, you need to be unique. You need to capitalize about what you like or what you do that's unique. And I think that you have to take advantage of every platform that's out there to promote what you're doing, whether it's social media, reality TV, press, because people can't buy your product if they don't know about it, of course. So I think that being really active in your social media, getting feedback from your customers, that's a really important part of e-commerce.
Well, tell us, what other projects are you working on right now?
Well, I have my other line, Josie Loves J. Valentine, and that is costumes and rave wear and streetwear. So I'm working on a new collection with them. I'm going to be doing some new designs with Jumpin' Jammers, and I also model, and we're in talks about possibly doing another reality TV show, so I'm keeping my hands pretty full with that. And I also manage my husband's career as a rock musician. So the biggest thing for me is always juggling my time, finding time to do all the things that I want to do.
Yeah, I bet so. You sound very busy. How about hitting that website one more time for our listeners, for them to go check out this great line of jammies?
Oh, absolutely. It's jumpinjammers.com, JumpinJammers.com. And my designs are in the pop culture section under Josie Stevens. And they have lots of cute pajamas. Beyond mine, they also have licensing with Kiss, Barbie, superheroes like Batman, Superman, all sorts of like really great designs.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We've been speaking with Josie Stevens, a model, stylist, TV personality, host, and fashion designer, and also married to rock guitarist Steve Stevens. She starred in the 2010 reality TV show Married to Rock alongside her husband and others, and is now expanding her brand with a new collection of sleepwear designed for the number one adult footed pajama company, Jumpin' Jammers. And that website, once again, go check it out, JumpinJammers with a Z. com. Thanks so much, Josie, for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
And likewise. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.